Like this evening to turn to the book of Luke, chapter 10. Book of Luke, chapter 10. I'd like to read verses 38 through verse 42. Luke chapter 10. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. In this passage there are three people that we read of: Jesus, Martha, and Mary. We're told in verse 39 that Martha and Mary were sisters. We're told that again in John chapter 11 and verse 1. We're also told in John chapter 11 that Martha and Mary had a brother by the name of Lazarus. We also learn from John chapter 11 that this family lived in Bethany, which was about 2 miles from Jerusalem. We also learn from John 11 that this family was loved by Christ. John 11 and verse 5, we read, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And we are certain that not only were these special to Christ, not only were they loved by Christ, but Christ was special to them. And they loved Jesus Christ. We should not question Martha's love for the Lord, as many have through the years, and I believe that's a great mistake. But in verse 38 of our text, we read that Jesus came to a certain village that, of course, would have been Bethany from John chapter 11. And Martha received him into her house. Now the Lord more than likely frequently visited their house, their family, but this particular visit is recorded by Luke and is only recorded by Luke. And in these verses, Luke takes us inside the house so that we can see, so that we can hear what transpired in that house between Jesus, Martha, and Mary on that particular day. And we must also remember that what we read here is one incident. It does not describe their lives as a whole necessarily, but it is one incident. What Luke recorded here is for our benefit, for our instruction, it's for our admonition. And I believe what is written here reveals a very real danger in the lives of God's people. And what is written here serves as a warning to all of God's people, to all who would serve the Lord. There's a warning here to those who desire to serve the Lord. There's a warning here for those who are actively serving the Lord, because there's a danger that we can very easily fall into. Now, most, when they look at this passage, see it merely as a rebuke of Martha, and many mistakenly believe that Jesus Christ rebuked Martha for her much serving, but I don't believe that is the case at all. But we make a mistake here if we just view this passage as a rebuke of Martha, as a commendation of Mary, and those who do that usually miss the point of what Jesus is teaching us in this verse. Now, I believe, again, the passage is a lesson upon the importance of focus upon Jesus Christ and the danger of losing our focus upon Jesus Christ. That's where Martha failed. She lost her focus upon Jesus Christ. So I want to speak this evening on maintaining focus in serving the Lord. Again, we're not speaking tonight to those who have no desire to serve God, to those who are not actively serving God. We're speaking to those who desire to serve God, those who are truly serving God. There is a danger in the very service of the Lord. First of all, we want to consider what Martha and Mary did. I believe that when Jesus entered their house, they both had a proper attitude toward the Lord. And we read in verse 38, Martha received him into her house. That is, she gladly welcomed him into her home. And I believe both Martha and Mary were very, very glad to see Jesus. They were glad to see him. And I don't believe you can say that Mary was more glad than Martha was. I believe they were both very, very glad to see Jesus Christ. They were both very glad that he was there. They welcomed him. We are specifically told that Martha received him into her house. I believe they both had a desire to honor Jesus Christ. Here he is in their house, and they both have a desire to honor Jesus Christ. And they both realized that they had an opportunity and they had a privilege to honor him. They both considered it, again, a great opportunity that Jesus was there. Martha saw it as a privilege and opportunity to prepare a meal for Jesus Christ. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with Martha's desire to prepare a meal for Jesus Christ. There is absolutely nothing wrong with Martha being a good hostess to Jesus Christ. And I believe she did so because she wanted to honor him. She did so because she loved him. So Martha looked at this opportunity as an opportunity to prepare a meal for Jesus Christ. Mary saw it as a privilege, an opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. Neither one were wrong. They both desired to do things that were good. We see also that both women did something special. They both did something very special that day. We read of Mary that she sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 39. And she was commended. She was commended for what she did. We read in verse 40 that Martha, notice that those two words, much serving. So we read that Martha served much. Though she would eventually be rebuked, notice again she had much serving. Much serving was attributed to her. That means that she served in a great degree. And I believe her attitude was right. I believe her focus was right at the beginning. She did her aims were right. Her ends were right. Her motives were right. She did something special that day. She wanted to prepare a meal for Jesus Christ. She wanted to serve Jesus Christ. And both Martha and Mary were earnest in what they did. Both Martha and Mary were diligent in what they did. And I believe they both began by doing it with all their heart, and they did it out of a heart of love, and they did it with a desire to please the Lord. But then consider the contrast between Martha and Mary. We know that both were engrossed and absorbed in what they were doing. We read concerning Mary again that she sat at the feet of Jesus Christ. And I believe as she sat at the feet of Jesus Christ, she was engrossed, she was absorbed in the person of Jesus Christ. And she would be commended. She would be commended for what she did. We read concerning Martha in verse 40. Notice it says, but, that is contrast, but Martha was cumbered. Martha was cumbered. What that means is Martha was pulled away. Martha was pulled apart. Martha was distracted. Martha was obstructed. Martha was overburdened. I don't believe it began that way. But she became cumbered with much serving. So we have Mary. She is completely engrossed and absorbed in serving, in sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. We have Martha, and she is completely absorbed in serving. Now Mary's full attention was upon Jesus Christ. And in the process of time, Martha's attention was upon not Christ, but was upon her service. And she forgot the one that she was serving. We see that Mary's full attention was upon Christ. Martha's attention was upon her servants. Mary was completely focused upon Jesus Christ. And Martha was now completely focused upon the task at hand. Mary was completely enthralled. She was thoroughly impressed with Jesus Christ. While Martha was being pulled away from Christ. She was being distracted from Christ by her service. Mary is completely taken by the beauty of Christ. She is completely taken by the loveliness of Christ. She is in awe of Jesus Christ as she sits at the feet of Jesus. Martha, as she is scurrying about, is in awe of what needed to be done. You see, there's quite a difference between Martha and Mary. And as Mary sat at Jesus' feet, she could see the one whom her soul loved. She could see the one who meant everything to her. And there's Martha. Martha is scurrying about. And somewhere in the process of time, she lost sight of who she was serving. It happens all the time. People serve the Lord, and they can get busy in serving God and lose sight of who it is that they're serving. By the time we read here, we see that Martha, all she could see was what needed to be done. All she could see was what service needed to be done right there. Mary worshiped Christ. She worshiped the one that she loved so dearly. But Martha became so bogged down by her service that she didn't have time to worship the Lord. Be careful that you do not get bogged down with your service. where you do not have time for the one that you serve. Mary sat at Jesus' feet, fully aware of his mercy, fully aware of his grace, fully aware of his salvation. Martha was cumbered, pulled away, pulled apart, distracted from Jesus Christ. Christ was obstructed to her, and she was overburdened with much serving. The result of what they did was different. What Mary did brought her closer to Jesus Christ. What Mary did brought her closer to Christ, for she sat at Jesus' feet. Martha, because she became distracted, she is growing further away from Jesus Christ. Beware of allowing your service to the Lord from distracting you from who it is that you serve. Why is it that so many people, so many of God's people, why is it that they become so discouraged and so downtrodden in the very midst of serving? I believe it's because they have forgotten who they serve. We can serve and forget who it is that we serve. And I believe this is what happened to Martha. Again, she didn't start out that way. She started out, we do not question her love. We do not question that she had good intentions when Jesus first came into the house. But somewhere along the line, her service distracted her. And she began to go really further apart from Christ, as we'll see. What Mary did deepened her relationship with Christ. You know, you and I can serve the Lord, and we can get so busy in serving the Lord that we do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can serve the Lord without having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our service, if we get our eyes too focused on our service, we lose focus on a relationship with Jesus Christ. While the service of Martha was more concerned, there's Mary, she's sitting at the feet of Jesus. Her relationship with Christ is growing. And Martha is becoming more and more and more concerned about the details of her service. Martha's getting more and more concerned about dishes. Martha's getting more and more concerned about the meal. So concerned that she has lost sight of who she serves. That is a very real danger. What Mary did, I believe, gave her a deeper understanding and appreciation of the truths of the Lord. For we read that she not only sat at Jesus' feet, but she heard his word. And no doubt her understanding was being increased, and her appreciation for the truths as Jesus spoke those truths, her appreciation was growing. But at the same time, Martha was being distracted from the Lord's teaching. And we can get so busy serving that we lose focus upon the Lord's teaching. So focused on serving that we lose focus upon the Lord's teaching. Dishes and food became larger than fellowship with Christ in Martha's eyes. Happens all the time. The details of service become larger than fellowship with Christ. Beware that your service does not become bigger than Jesus Christ. Happens all the time. We see also what Mary did was of spiritual benefit to her. Christ said of her service to him, Mary hath chosen the good part. That which was good for her soul. To sit at the feet of Jesus was good for her soul. What Mary did was good for her soul. What Mary did was for the benefit, it was of benefit and advantageous to her soul. But Martha was cumbered with much serving. What Christ said concerning her service to him was, Martha, Martha. And I see a degree of pity when Jesus said, Martha, Martha. It's like, Martha, Martha, what are you doing? It doesn't have to be this way. He's not condemning her service. It's not a bad thing to serve the Lord. But he says, Martha, Martha, thou art. And that's present tense, which means while she was busy, with much serving, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. That is, you're worried, you're anxious, you're troubled. And this is the result of being cumbered. The result of being cumbered was she became careful. She became worried. She became anxious. She became troubled. That is, she was alarmed. She was fearful. She was distressed. She was agitated. She was confused. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Now both Mary and Martha did something special. It was special for Martha to prepare a meal for Jesus Christ. That was special. And it was special for Mary to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. But there is a difference. And again, I believe we keep reiterating this. I believe Martha started out right. But somewhere along the line, she lost her focus upon Christ. So they both did something very special. But Mary was filled with reverence. Mary was filled with adoration and worship and gratitude and thanksgiving. Mary was filled with praise and faith and hope. While all Jesus could do was pity Martha. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You see the difference between the two. Both did something. Both did something very special. But Mary had peace. Mary had strength. Mary had comfort. Mary had special direction from Jesus. And yet Jesus said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Both did something. Both did something very, very special. But Mary was happy and Martha wasn't. Mary was content and Martha wasn't. And oh, how many people today, they strive to serve God, but there's no way that you can look at them and say, there's a happy individual. They're miserable. And they're miserable for the same reasons that Martha is miserable. They've become cumbered. They've become distracted from Jesus Christ. They have lost their focus upon Jesus Christ. They have forgotten who it is that they serve. They continue to serve. They haven't quit serving. But they're not happy. And they're certainly not content. And they're certainly not enjoying. Mary was enjoying Jesus Christ. Martha, as she's scurrying about again, when Jesus came to the house and Martha received him into the house, oh, she was filled with joy and she enjoyed the fact that Jesus was there. But somewhere along the line, she stopped enjoying it. She continued to serve. And there are many like this. They continue to serve, but they stopped enjoying it a long time ago. The joy of the service has been gone for a long time. And the reason, again, is the same. Christ coming into Martha's house proved to be a burden rather than a joy. And how often that is true. The service of the Lord becomes a burden rather than a joy. This is a danger. This is a danger. I don't believe that Mary even noticed Martha scurrying about. Has Martha walked through that room with dishes? I don't believe Mary paid any attention. I believe that's part of what bothered Martha. Because Mary's full attention was upon Christ. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving. And as a result, she became careful or anxious and worried. And she became troubled. She became agitated. And a lot of God's people today are very agitated. And it doesn't take much. And the reason is they've lost focus upon Jesus Christ. And a lot of God's people are angry with brothers and sisters in Christ, and the reason is because they have lost focus and they're very agitated. But Martha, she became careful and troubled about many things. Somewhere along the line, she began to watch and see what Mary was doing. And I just picture with all these dishes going from one room to another. And every time she walked past Mary, she glanced over. And got a little more agitated each time she passed. Got a little angrier each time. What is she doing there, sitting there? Can't she see that there's work to be done? But there she sits. And Martha's getting more and more agitated. And as you read, we see that she really began to begrudge Mary. And she began to murmur. And she began to complain. Again, I believe she started out enjoying the work she was doing for the Lord. But somewhere along the line, the joy began to be replaced with irritation. I believe there are people who serve the Lord out of irritation. Well, I'll do it because if I don't, no one else is going to. And they're serving, but they're irritated. They're like Martha. She's serving, but oh, she's irritated. She's not happy about it at all. And she's miserable. And every time Martha passed Mary, she got more and more irritated. And she began to think how much she had to do. And she began to think how much she was doing. And before long, she began to think how little Mary was doing. And she began to keep score. A lot of people doing that also. Look at how much I'm doing. Hey, when was the last time they did anything? That'll rob you of joy. Oh, you might continue serving. And you might continue doing whatever it is that needs to be done. And that's appreciated. But the joy is not there. And people serving the Lord and are miserable. She continued to serve, but she was irritated. She continued to serve, but she was frustrated. And how many times we've served God out of frustration? She continued to serve, but her spirit and her attitude were now wrong. And it got wrong because somewhere along the line, she lost focus of Jesus Christ. She lost focus of the one she was serving. And now her service is a bother. And now her service is burdensome. Now, there are many today. Baptist churches are filled with individuals whose serving God has become bothersome to them, and many of them have quit. Because it's such a bother, they've quit. Others have continued to serve, but they're quick to let you know, this is really not convenient. This is a bother to me. This is a burden to me. There's no joy. And I believe the Lord looks upon us in pity. Just as he did with Martha. Martha, Martha. Why are you doing this? This isn't the way it's to be done. So we see the Lord chides Martha. And there's much instruction in God's rebuke of Martha. Again, he says, Martha, Martha, as a result of being cumbered, as a result of being distracted, thou art careful and thou art troubled about many things. You get your eyes off of the Lord and tell me how quick you become worried and anxious and how quick trouble sets in. You become careful and troubled about many things. And all it takes is to get you to forget who it is you're serving. You might continue to serve, but you're not happy. So it is important to realize here that Martha's fault was not that she served. Her fault was not that she served too much. I mean, how much is too much serving the Lord? You can't serve the Lord too much. We're to do everything we can. We're to do all that we can in the service of the Lord. She wasn't at fault at being busy serving the Lord. She wasn't at fault being busy preparing a feast for the Master. The Lord never condemned her for preparing a meal. That's not what he condemned her for. That's not what he rebuked her for. He rebuked her because she became cumbered. She became distracted. That was the rebuke. She got more focused on serving than upon the one she was serving. She was not chided for her attention to the details. Her fault was that she became cumbered. She became distracted with much serving. Her fault was that she allowed her service to pull her away and distract her from the one she was serving. In other words, she lost her focus of Jesus Christ. That was her fault. She allowed the busyness. She allowed the details of service to overshadow Jesus Christ. The best way to get burned out in serving God is to lose sight of the one you're serving. When that happens, you will get burned out. It'll be more than you can handle. It is so important that we stay focused on Jesus Christ. You notice again, but Martha was cumbered about in verse 40 with much serving, and she was troubled about many things. It was the many things that began to monopolize her attention. And you'll notice verse 41, the last two words, many things. And you draw a contrast between the many things and the one thing in verse 42. But you see, Martha, the many things, it's very easy to happen. Many things begin to monopolize our attention. All of us, we only have so much attention. You only have so much. And if your attention gets monopolized by many things, where's Christ? You lose focus upon Christ. Oh, but we're busy. We're serving the Lord. But you're miserable. And service to God is not meant to make you miserable. It's to be a joyous thing. Her failure was that she did not keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is always Him. The main thing is always Christ. Always. We cannot allow our service or anything else to distract from the main thing, which is Christ. Now, the result was that though she continued to serve, she became stressed out rather than blessed. A lot of God's people today stressed out because they've lost focus upon Jesus Christ. Now notice her loss of focus upon Christ. This is how you can identify whether or not you've lost focus. Her loss of focus upon Christ caused Martha, first of all, feel sorry for herself. She said there in verse 40, "Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone?" Left me to serve alone. Here I am, I'm doing it all by myself. And she's beginning to feel sorry for herself. When you begin to feel sorry for yourself in the service of God, mark it down, you've lost your focus upon Jesus Christ. Secondly, loss of focus upon Christ caused her to be angry. Again there in verse 40. Dost thou not care that my sister, she couldn't even mention her name, Mary. Dost thou not care that Mary, she didn't even mention her name, my sister. She's upset with Mary. She's angry with Mary. And you cannot be angry with brothers and sisters in Christ and be happy in the service of God. And the way we can get angry at brothers and sisters in Christ and stay angry is to get our eyes off Christ and focus upon them. And we always know what they should be doing. And if you ever notice, they're never doing what they should be doing in our eyes. Martha thought that Mary should be helping her. And since she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. So in Martha's eyes, she has a right. She has a right to be angry. You notice also their loss of focus upon Christ caused Martha to find fault with Mary. At this point, it doesn't much matter what Mary does. Martha's not going to be happy. She is finding fault in Mary. Loss of focus upon Christ caused Martha to even question God's care. "Don't you care, Lord? Don't you care that she's left me alone to serve?" She's questioning the very care of God. She has lost focus. She's miserable. Oh yes, she's still serving, but she's miserable. And also caused her much trouble of spirit. "Thou art careful and troubled about many things." All because it all goes back to, but Martha was cumbered. That's where it all goes back to. Martha was distracted from Jesus Christ. Martha was pulled apart from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was obstructed from Martha's vision. And then the Lord commends Mary. And really, his commendation of Mary is part of his rebuke of Martha. He said in verse 42, one thing is needful. One thing is needful. You see, Martha had an error in judgment. In Martha's mind, the many things of verse 41, she was focused on many things rather than one thing. And the one thing is Jesus Christ. And he goes on to say, and Mary hath chosen that good part, or that one needful thing. When Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word, she not only worshiped Christ, but she was taking care of the needs of her own soul. I don't care who you are. You can be a pastor. You can be a Sunday school teacher. Doesn't matter. If you do not feed your own soul, you're going to get miserable. If you do not feed your own soul, you're going to grow weary. And you may continue to serve, but you'll be miserable doing it. The Lord intends for you and I to serve. But it's not meant to make us miserable. We're to be happy. We're to be happy in the service of God. You say, well, I would be happy if brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so would do what they're supposed to do. Don't you see? You're a Martha. That's what she thought. If Mary was just doing what she was supposed to do, I'd be happy. It wasn't Mary's fault. Mary's not the reason that Martha's miserable. The reason Martha is miserable is because she was cumbered. She was drawn away. She lost her focus upon Jesus Christ. And until we can realize that, the reason we get miserable is because we've lost focus upon Jesus Christ. The reason the service of God is no longer enjoyable is because we have lost focus upon Jesus Christ. And it's very easy to serve God and to somewhere along the line begin to feel sorry for yourself, begin to keep score, and to feel that you're doing more than anybody else, and if it wasn't for you, nothing would get done. But are you happy feeling that way? No. There's no joy in that feeling. That brings misery. And serving God should not cause misery. The lesson here is, keep Christ the priority. In all your service, keep Christ the priority. We must never become so busy, even in the Lord's work, where we do not have time to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. This is needful. This is needful. It's needful that I keep my focus upon Jesus Christ, and it's needful that I take the time to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. And no amount of service will make up or will replace sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ. No amount of service will make up for fellowship of the soul with Christ. Again, I believe we all are to be serving the Lord. And we're to be happy doing it. And if we're serving God tonight and we're not happy, it's because you're not doing it right. It's because you've lost your focus. It's because you've become cumbered. And you can go back. I've heard people do it. They'll go back 10 years. They'll go back 15 years. They'll go back 20 years. And they'll say, Brother Dan, it's always been this way. If I don't do it, it doesn't get done. Well, praise God that you can do it.
Amen.
And be happy.
Amen.
Just serving the Lord. But when we get miserable in our service, it's because we've lost sight. And it's easy. It happens to all of us. At one time, it happens to all of us. The difference is some stay there. Some are stuck there. And others get beyond it and move on. Christ never asks us to be so busy in serving Him that we have no time to sit at the feet of Jesus. The Lord never commands you to be that busy where you don't have time to sit at the feet of Christ. So you see, what an opportunity, what a privilege that Martha and Mary had when Jesus came to the door and knocked, and they opened the door, and there He was. And they welcomed Him in the house. Oh, what a privilege. What an opportunity. Jesus is here. And Martha immediately thought, I'm going to make Him a meal. And she did that because she loved Him. She did that because she wanted to please Him. She did that because she wanted to serve Him. And there was nothing wrong with that. But somewhere in the process of time, the service became bigger than Christ. And she lost sight. She began to see Mary rather than Christ. And she's irritated. And what should have been a blessing, what should have been a blessing, was a time of great stress for Martha. And how many times we bring what should be a blessing, we make it a stressful time because we lose sight of Jesus Christ. Again, this is one incident in her life. It doesn't necessarily identify their entire lives, but it is one incident. And it is an incident in which you and I can learn from. And it's an incident in which you and I should receive warning from. We are all in danger of losing our focus upon Jesus Christ. And I don't know if there's anybody in more danger than a pastor. You get busy. And you can get so busy serving God that you forget who it is you're serving. I've been there many times, done it many times. And I know when I do it because I begin to get miserable in serving God. Serving God's no longer a joy. And that's what happens. So when we begin to lose our joy serving the Lord, don't blame that on someone else. Go to the real source of the problem, which is ourselves. And all the joy. That's why the writer of Hebrews said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Just keep looking unto Christ. Don't lose sight of Christ. When you begin to get irritated with other brothers and sisters because you don't feel they're doing what they should be doing, look unto Jesus. Just keep looking unto Him. Get your eyes off of them and look unto Christ. And you'll have joy in serving the Lord. Brother Larry, if you'd come.